Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is January 25th, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Tink launches risk signals to unlock instant payment experiences. Open banking platform Tink has launched Risk Signals, a rules-based risk engine that unlocks payment experiences across Europe while minimizing risk. Token.io joins SPAA scheme. A two-way payment infrastructure provider Token.io has announced its participation in the SEPA Payment Account Access, SPAA, scheme to support the adoption of A2A payments in Europe. Iliad Solutions eases SEPA instant credit transfer integration. UK-based Iliad Solutions has offered support to financial institutions integrating the next SEPA instant credit transfer, SCT Inst, rulebook scheduled to go live in March 2024. Objectway acquires Nest Wealth. Italy-based health and asset management fintech Objectway has announced the acquisition of Canada-based Nest Wealth, a digital wealth solutions provider. Grow Financial Federal Credit Union partners with NCR Atleos. Banking solutions provider NCR Atleos has announced that Grow Financial Federal Credit Union has chosen its Atleos ATM as a service, ATM AAS, to augment the self-service banking channel. Worldline enables real-time transfers for Commerzbank. Payment service provider Worldline has strengthened its partnership with Commerzbank to offer to enable real-time transfers across Europe and instant payments in Swiss francs. NayaPay partners with Alipay for digital payments in Pakistan. Pakistan-based fintech platform NayaPay has partnered with China-based Alipay Plus, a cross-border digital payments and marketing platform operated by Ant International. MasterCard extends partnership with The Clearinghouse. MasterCard has announced the extension of its partnership with The Clearinghouse, TCH, aiming to provide additional capabilities for users. Bluefin delivers PCI-validated P2PE smart POS payment devices globally. U.S.-based payment and data security company Bluefin has announced the availability of PCI-validated P2PE smart POS payment devices for its global customers. Regula launches Regula NFC test kit service. Latvia-based developer of forensic devices and identity verification solutions Regula has launched the Regula NFC test kit. TrustMe launches SOX compliance solution. TrustMe, a player in business payment security, has launched its Sarbanes-Oxley, SOX, compliance solution for business payments. Nacken partners with Buckaroo to launch a new payment system. Netherlands-based cryptocurrency exchange Nacken has partnered with Buckaroo to launch the Settle payment system. U.S. community currency Bilt Rewards scores $200 million fundraise. Defying the downturn in fintech, U.S. loyalty platform Bilt Rewards has scored a massive $200 million fundraise, catapulting the value of the company to $3.10 billion. Digital pound consultation, user privacy and access to cash key concerns. The UK government has vowed to pass primary legislation guaranteeing user privacy in the event of a future digital pound. Mondu plots European expansion. Berlin-based B2B Buy Now, Pay Later startup Mondu is set to expand across Europe after securing $30 million in debt financing from Vereinigte Volksbank Raiffeisenbank. Tink launches Risk Engine to unlock instant payments. Open banking platform Tink has launched a rules-based risk engine to protect merchants from fraud on instant payment rails. Revolut unveils mobile wallets for cross-border payments. Fintech giant Revolut has launched a service, mobile wallets, designed to make it easy to send money abroad. BIS and Bank of England seek advisors for financial crime project. The London Innovation Hub of the Bank for International Settlements is inviting applications for an expert advisory group on a Bank of England-led project on financial crime fighting. X Square selects Realtime's Layer 1 blockchain for B2B payments. X Square, a B2B payments fintech, has inked a partnership with Realtime, award-winning Web 3.0 and Layer 1 blockchain platform with wide-ranging applications. MasterCard and the Clearing House extend partnership on real-time payments. MasterCard and the Clearing House, TCH, have announced an extended multi-year partnership, bringing the companies together to collaborate on innovative capabilities for consumers, businesses and governments to evolve and embrace the digital economy through real-time payments, RTP, adoption on the RTP network. ServiceNow builds disputes management system with Visa. ServiceNow, NYSE. Now, the leading digital workflow company making the world work better for everyone, announced today a 5-year strategic alliance with Visa, a world leader in digital payments, to transform payment services. Lab49 and Interop.io bid to modernize the trading desktop. Specialist technology consultancy Lab49, an Ion company, and Interop.io, the leading interoperability provider for the finance industry, have announced a new joint implementation partnership to modernize the trading desktop user experience for traders, portfolio managers, risk managers, and other financial professionals. Universal Partners opens applications for FX Academy. Universal Partners, a leading provider of financial services to businesses, today announced that applications are now open for a new intake of cohorts for its FX Academy, a comprehensive 12-month training scheme designed to identify, cultivate and recruit exceptional diverse talent looking to launch a career in financial markets. One Cosmos launches Block ID One Key Solution. Identity proofing and passwordless authentication company One Cosmos has launched the Block ID One Key biometric security key. R3 launches R3 Digital Markets product suite. UK-based enterprise distributed ledger technology, DLT, and services firm R3 has launched the R3 Digital Markets product suite. Colombian fintech Finzi acquired by Girasol Payment Solutions. Girasol Payment Solutions has successfully completed the acquisition of 100% of Finzi as part of its strategy to enter the Colombian and South American markets. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.